This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a very special guest. He is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Our pleasure to have you back on. Dennis, as always, you know, your company is very exciting. It's in a very interesting market space. It's been a few months and we've had quite a few new listeners pop up on the show. So why don't we give a little about statement about what BioLargo does and a little bit about yourself, Dennis?
Well, sure. So BioLargo is a science and technology company, and we've been inventing what we know to be breakthrough technologies that impact our world for good. Our slogan is we make life better. And we've got a real sharp focus on advanced water treatment, odor control, and health care. And we have a chance to really touch the most important things in life, food, water, health. And so we've now taken the commercial track to get those technologies positioned for product, for licensing, and for commercialization. And we're working very hard, and it's a very dynamic time for the company. And we're experiencing both technical and commercial breakthroughs on just about a daily or weekly basis. It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. And I've been excited. I've been reading up on a few of your press releases. So why don't we go ahead and begin? So you do have your odor division, your wound care division, and your water division. Can you give us a short summary of your commercial efforts for these various product lines?
Well, I can, sure. You know, the thing for the listeners to really connect with is that the science behind this really is centered around an all-natural iodine cycle. So what we've done is we've looked at that natural cycle, which in iodine is Earth's cleanser, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've looked at the mechanics of how that works and developed a series of technical advances where we can learn from nature and put that knowledge to work in product design, okay? And so therefore, when you look at our diverse products, they're derivatives, right? They've been guided by the principles of that cycle, and we've created, you know, what we think is, again, breakthrough technology to solve significant problems. Okay, so for example, industrial odor. We've started in that market in the animal care and household and consumer odors. Last May, we got our first customers in the industrial odor space. And as it turns out, our liquid chemistry product is particularly good at oxidizing volatile organic compounds. That's oxidizing VOCs, meaning you take our liquid chemistry, you combine it with water, literally you spray it in the air in a water system, and it knocks down these highly odorous compounds instantly on contact. Well, guess what? That's really great for the waste handling industry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they spray it in. They spray it on trucks, they spray it on composting and landfills and transfer stations. And as you can imagine, the waste industry has a real sharp focus on odor control, especially in where the population centers have grown to be very close to their operating facilities, right?
Absolutely.
So it's working. So we've been doing trials and landed customers with some of the largest players in the world. We've got significant successful response from these very successful trials. And so our focus is on the national accounts, right? So we're focused on corporate accounts that have 50, 100, and sometimes up to 500 locations. And so we start with one, and then we go to three, and then we're talking to corporate and really looking to get the technology positioned. So our focus is corporate. Our trials are successful, and we're anxious to report back to the marketplace some significant relationships that are developing now. And so we're very excited about the industrial odor.
Excellent. Can you expand on the value proposition and timing for your wound care product line to find its way to the market?
Sure can. You know, we brought in an investor about a year ago, the Stroman, Jay Stroman family out of Minnesota. Their family office made a sizable commitment, about $750,000, invested it directly into our medical subsidiary called Clyra Medical. So Clyra Medical has developed a series of great wound care products, gentle, safe, broad spectrum, no cytotox. Those products are designed to put on chronic infected wounds, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a product that's focused on oral care. So like when you take out an extraction, somebody pulls a tooth, you know, there's a cavity there, there's a hole, and it's a wound. Mm-hmm. And you want to heal that wound, keep it from getting infected. And it needs to be gentle and safe and not staining, and it can't taste bad and all those things that make it sellable, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So with that investment, the Strowman family also committed a $5 million line of credit once we got ready to go to market, which requires, of course, FDA approval. So with all that money and the team, we were able to go out and recruit the world-class players, leaders in the industry, contract manufacturers, professional label designers, manufacturers, distributors, and really a whole complement of people that have been working on that project now for about a year. And so we're coming at the tail end of that development cycle in preparation for an FDA application for a series of products. Now, we're focused at a very high level. So all of these products are designed to be platforms that allow us to create a multitude of products once we get our first label approved through the FDA. So our message to, and we do state this in our filings, it's public information, but the level of how close we are is not always so easily discernible. And so we're knocking on the door. We are very excited to bring what we think are going to be well-received breakthrough products for advanced wound care that, as we say, might make life better, right?
Help Absolutely.
People heal that otherwise might not heal. So that's a very high-value strategic market, and we think as the market sort of soaks in what we've done and what we're doing, it will really impact valuation in a dramatic way.
Excellent. My guest again today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Now, going back a little bit here, in February, you guys just had a recent hire, Mr. Mark Lambert. He is hired on as your strategic advisor. What is his role going to be as a strategic advisor, and what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, it's a good question. So Mark, of course, is this exceptional executive from the water industry. In his most recent position, he was CEO of the largest desalinization operator in the Western Hemisphere, IDE Americas. He's also a 35-year veteran of the clean tech and water industry, so worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. And so as a result, there's a whole series of things he brings. One is this sort of P&L responsibility, this idea of making money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how to technology and understand the marketplace in a way that we are still learning. We are coming to an industry where we're not an insider. We're bringing innovation that's come from other markets to the water industry. And so we need that guidance, somebody who knows exactly where to go and how to go and with whom. And so to me, there's two things. Strategy is number one, and then secondarily, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He's got relationships with major players all around the world. So our goal is really simple. We asked him to come in and really help us refine. You know, one of the challenges we face with our advanced water treatment technology, we call the AOS, Advanced
mm-hmm.
Oxidation System, is that it's such a significant leap forward that it has a, quote, value proposition to play arguably in every segment of the water industry. Okay, that sounds great, right? But here's the reality. Every segment of the water industry is not available for rapid adoption. And there are incumbents that you have to compete with. And these incumbents, some of them are very good. So what you need to do as a company, a technology player like us, is refine your focus to the spot, that place where margin is available, the customers and the marketplace is welcoming you because you bring a value proposition that's desperately needed. And that's artful. And that's the refinement that we're going through as a company right now. You know, as great as some of these applications are, the markets are low margin, very competitive, a very high barrier to entry. And so what we're doing is we're refining. We're getting that spot where the technology can shine, be valuable, people say thank you, and that's the type of value that Mark brings to us right now. The good news is as you get one in, you know, you get a win under your belt, then you get another, and then, you know, as they say, lay down some singles and doubles. Eventually you're putting, you know, points on the board, and then one day it becomes a massive success, and we think that's what the AOS technology's future holds. So it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely, and hire an all-star like Mark Lambert definitely couldn't hurt your lineup.
No, he is, and he's a great guy too. You know, we really enjoy working with him. We were at a conference just yesterday in Dallas looking at public-private partnerships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a buzzword in the big industry where you know, service providers like us would partner with municipalities, public funding sources for the public good, right? And, you know, water is of the public interest.
Absolutely.
And so And the model, you know, just as a side note, we started that technology and that advancement at the University of Alberta, and we're now at 31 grants and counting. Well, that's essentially a model, a form of a public-private partnership. Because what happens is public funding has to come beside companies like ours to do something that's so big and so important that it has a chance to make a lasting impact and get seated in the marketplace, okay? And we think that our technology, in particular for the water industry, deserves public funding. It is too important to see it, languish, if you will, with small company capital. It needs big money, mm-hmm. and it's important enough where public funding is coming along. So we just got our first United States of America grant from the Metropolitan Water District of Los Angeles, and it was a conservation grant where we're focused on taking wastewater and showing an industry in the food processing industry how we can take that water, treat it really well, lower their disposal costs, and then shrink the volume of water they're consuming from the municipal system, right? Essentially reuse and recycle.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, that's worthy. Of course, California is in a massive grant. They really have a keen focus on incentives to produce conservation and recycle reuse. That's happening all over the world. You know, water is becoming a strategic thing for industry. In fact, sourcing water and managing wastewater streams for industry has got to be in the top three strategic sort of risk factors that they have to manage as an operation. So what we bring to the table for those types of companies is a chance to move into a self-sufficiency, control over things that are critical for their operation. You know, if you say to a food processor, I don't have water for you, you're out of business.
Absolutely.
So, to me, you know, that's good macro thinking. And now what we're doing with Mark, right, is we're taking that macro view and we're refining it down to the execution point in the field to where we can look at a client and say, I can save you money, I can solve your problem, I'll help you gain more self-sufficiency. And that is where we're going to shine the most. And so that's what we're doing.
Exceptional. My guest again today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Now, your company has seen some real volatility in the stock market as of late. What is your particular read on the situation?
Well, thanks. Yeah, you know, this is such a funny thing. First of all, I got to tell you, I think it's mostly a function of being in an OTC small companies exchange. I mm-hmm. mean, this problem for the companies that deal with this, the nature of a thinly traded market. And frankly, that's what I think it is. You know, there's no fundamental reason to see the large volume and some of the volatility that we're experiencing right now from a fundamental perspective. Now, what I can say is that the technology adoption cycles are long. Some people just don't have the patience, you know. And so I always tell people that think about making investments, this is the one you put away and you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
You watch this technology find its way to market with people, including me and our team, that are committed to building a substantive value and making an impact around the globe. I mean, that's what we're doing. So number one, it's volatility because of the small nature of the trading. The other is that with the uptick that we experienced in the last year, I think this is natural sell-off of profit taking as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's investment horizon is months, others is decades, and so we really encourage most people to think long with us, as we do, because we know that every day we're building value. We're building value with science. We're building value with knowledge, talent, increasing exposure, increasing breadth of commercial applications and success. I mean, it's all happening. But it does drive you a little crazy. So I'm not lying there, but I do think it's something that will even itself out, right? Is the value propositions are recognizable in the broader market. The natural course is to find a valuation that fits for our company. And as I always say, if you look at our water business alone, and you realize the claims are vetted. You know, this is not something that's unproven. It's proven technology.
Mm-hmm.
The success of our company to us and the way we think about it is only a matter of time. So I hope the shareholders that are there as we win, I hope they'll stick with us and be with us as that happens.
Exceptional. Again, my guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO for BioLargo Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Now, Dennis, at the end of the show, we like to give this, you know, time to, you know, go over anything that we didn't get a chance to touch up on. And also, you know, as kind of a closing question, do you feel that 2017 is going to be a breakthrough year for BioLargo?
Well, we really do, actually. You know, it's been a long development cycle, and we've managed to capitalize and hold together a number of significant disruptive technology platforms that all have commercial traction developing. As we said, industrial odor, medical, and now this advanced water treatment. They're all very big and they're very important. And so the beauty about BioLargo is that we've been very careful to take calculated risk. You know, some of it's risky, but it's all calculated. We look at our maximum exposure and we say, can we afford that exposure to go do the things that we're doing? We think like an investor. Limited capital, unlimited wants. We want to go do all these things, but we really are constrained. So what we do is we deploy where we get margin, where we get leverage, where we get pull, where it's important, it's worthy. You know, it's worthy. The things that we're doing are important enough to justify the sacrifice and the commitment that we and our investors are making to see this be successful. The culmination that's happened in 2000, late 16 and 17 with the grants and with the acceptance that we're seeing at both academic, public funding, and commercial now, right, validates the technology in such a strong way. The way I say it is, in the old days, everybody'd say, gosh, I hope it's real. And I'd say, what do you mean real? I mean, it's real. That's not the question. The question is, how do you get it commercial in a market dominated by billion-dollar companies and people that don't want disruption, okay? And the answer is it has to be good enough, right? It has to be so good that it overcomes those barriers and gets pull. That's what we're experiencing right now, and that's why we're so excited.
That's exceptional. Again, the company we're highlighting today on Stock Day is BioLargo Incorporated. To find out more information, you can visit their website by going to www.biolargo.com. It looks like they're trading at around 64 cents a share, so contact your broker today. Dennis, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on. You are one of the show's favorite guests. We love having you on. We love talking about your products and, you know, just finding out more about BioLargo. It's such an interesting, you know, space that you guys are in. We want to check back with you in a couple months and just to follow up and see how well you guys are doing.
Awesome. Well, as we always say, go BioLargo.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.